Mighty man of war. I come into agreement with your promise in Isaiah 54 verse 17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because of this promise, I will not walk in fear. I will not be intimidated. I will not be shaken by the plans of darkness as I walk through every season you have prepared for me. Be my shield. Be my defender. Be my strong tower. Fight every battle I cannot see. And let your mighty hand preserve me from every evil assignment. You have never lost a battle. You have never been defeated. Every power that rises against me must bow before your name. You are greater than the darkness, greater than the enemy. And the one who stands beside me is the King of victory.
I will not fear,
for you are Lord of hosts, I place before you every resistance standing against my progress. I stand upon your assurance in Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Therefore, Lord, every evil altar speaking against my rising, be silenced. Every altar of delay resisting my progress, scatter now. Every hidden agenda of darkness, be overturned. Every conspiracy assigned against my destiny, be broken. Let every power resisting your purpose for my life lose its hold and lose its influence. Oh, oh, oh.
Though the enemy may gather, they shall never overcome.
For the battle belongs to Jesus,
and the victory is won.
Every arrow sent against me shall not prosper in its course. For the Lord who fights my battles is my refuge and my source.
I will not fear,
for you are fighting for me.
No weapon shall prosper.
No weapon shall prevail.
The Lord is my defender,
and he will never fail.
No weapon shall prosper.
No evil shall stand.
The Lord is fighting for me.
He's holding me in his hand. You fight for me, Lord.
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 I will not fear.
I will not fear.
I will not fear.
I will not fear.
You fight for me, Lord.
You fight for me, Lord.
Almighty God, I decree and declare, every negative prophecy concerning my life is canceled. Every satanic calendar is overturned. Every evil agenda is destroyed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No tongue rising against me shall prevail. No power of darkness shall stop what God has ordained. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am preserved by the hand of God. I shall walk in victory. I shall walk in peace. And in every season of my life, the Lord shall be my shield,
my defender,
and my deliverer. Every day
you have ordained for me,
I shall walk beneath your covering,
and wherever you lead me,
your mighty hand shall preserve me.
No weapon shall prosper,
no weapon shall prevail. I will not live in fear. The word of God reminds me in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. No weapon formed against my peace shall prosper. No weapon formed against my sanity shall prosper. Anxiety shall not overcome me. Worry shall not steal my peace. Panic shall not rule my heart. Restlessness shall not disturb my rest. Sleepless nights shall not become my portion. Intimidation shall not silence my faith. Greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. And today, I declare, fear shall not rule me. The Lord is always with me. I will not be afraid. His everlasting presence will guide me every day. No shadow shall alarm me. No darkness steal my song. The God who holds tomorrow will keep me safe and strong. I will not fear.
I will not fear.
The Lord is strengthening me.
Fear shall not rule me.
The Lord has spoken over me. No weapon formed against my peace shall steal my victory. Fear shall not rule me. His promises remain.
The God who gives a sound mind
will keep my heart in peace. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on you, because they trust in you. Isaiah 26, verse 3. My mind is stayed upon the Lord. My heart shall not be troubled. My tomorrow is in his hands. The peace of God surrounds me. I will trust him in every season. No worry for tomorrow shall rob me of today. The Lord who walks beside me will always make a way. No terror in the night shall overcome my soul. The God who gives me courage will safely lead me home. His peace is all around me. His love is holding me. His power is within me. His truth has set me free. His peace is all around me. His covenant shall stand. The Lord who called and saved me still holds me in his hands. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. I decree and declare, no weapon formed against my peace shall prosper. No weapon formed against my sanity shall prosper. The Lord has given me power,
love,
and a sound mind.
Fear shall not rule me. Fear shall not rule me.
Hey, the Lord has spoken over me.
No weapon formed against my peace
shall steal my victory.
Fear shall not rule me.
His faithful word is true. The God heart belongs to God. My mind is stayed on him. No weapon formed against my peace shall prosper. The Lord has given me power,
love,
and a sound mind. And fear shall not rule me. The God who called me is the God who provides for me. I stand upon his promise in Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. It is the Lord my God who gives power to get wealth. The work of my hands is blessed. My provision comes from the Lord. No plan of darkness against my increase shall prosper. No weapon formed against my finances shall prosper. No devourer shall consume what God has prepared for me. And today, I declare, my finances are secure. The blessing of the Lord is on me. His favor rests upon me. The labor of my hands is fruitful. His goodness walks beside me. What God has placed within my care, no darkness shall destroy. The God who gives provision will fill my heart with joy. fear. The Lord provides for me. My finances are
secure.
My provider is sustaining me. No weapon formed against my increase shall ever overcome me. My finances are secure. The work of my hands is blessed. The Lord who gives me daily bread will faithfully provide the rest.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23. I stand upon this promise. The enemy shall not steal from me. Lack shall not rule my life. The work of my hands shall prosper. The blessing of the Lord remains upon me.
Every door the Lord establishes shall remain open wide. Sends me, shall locate me in his time.
No devourer shall consume all the fruit of all my days.
Hey. Oh, the God who feeds his children.
I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging bread. Psalm 37. I decree and declare, no weapon against my finances shall prosper. No evil plan against the work of my hands shall succeed. No spirit of lack shall rule over me. The Lord is opening doors no one can shut. My God-appointed helper shall locate me. The blessing of the Lord shall remain upon me.
My finances are secure. Shall endure.
The Lord is my source.
The Lord is my source. Oh, the Lord is my provider.
The work of my hands is blessed.
The work of my hands is blessed.
No weapon against my finances are secured.
This body belongs to the Lord. I stand upon his word in 1 Corinthians 6. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Sickness has no legal right to dwell in me. Disease has no authority over me. No arrow of affliction, sin against my body shall prosper. No plague shall come near my dwelling. The Lord is my healer. And today, I declare,
sickness shall not prevail.
The Lord has breathed his life within me. His healing fills my soul. Every part of this, my body, is resting in his control. No sickness shall defeat me. No weakness steal my song. The God who formed and fashioned me will keep me safe and strong. I will not fear.
I will not fear.
The Lord is healing me.
Sickness shall not prevail.
No weapon shall overcome me.
The Lord who heals his children is watching over me.
Yeah.
Sickness shall not prevail.
His promises remain. His healing flows through me. Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Psalm 30, verse 2. I stand upon this promise. Every arrow of sickness sent against me is broken. Every attack against my health is canceled. The Lord is restoring strength to me. My body belongs to Him. No plague shall come around me. No evil shall remain. The peace of God surrounds me. His healing is my gain. My mind is filled with comfort. My heart is filled with light. The God who never leaves me is with me day and night.
My God is my healer. My God is my peace.
Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Psalm 103. I decree and declare, no weapon of sickness shall prosper in my body. No disease shall take root within me. No plague shall come near my dwelling. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is bringing health and healing to me. Sickness!
Sickness shall not prevail.
The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my strength. My body is his temple. No weapon of sickness shall prosper, and sickness shall not prevail. My life is in the hands of God. I stand upon His promise in Exodus 23, verse 26. He will fulfill the number of my days. I stand upon His covenant in Psalm 91, verse 16. With long life, He will satisfy me. No weapon of premature death shall prosper. No evil assignment shall shorten my days. I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And today, I declare,
I shall fulfill my days.
The Lord has written out my story. My future is secure. His everlasting promises will stand forevermore. No fear shall steal my purpose. No darkness hide my way. The God who gave me life will keep me day by day. I will not fear. My life belongs to God.
I shall fulfill my days.
The Lord has spoken over me. No weapon formed against my life shall steal my destiny.
I shall fulfill my days.
His covenant remains. Ooh. With long never fails. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will still bear fruit in old age. Psalm 92. I stand upon this promise. My strength shall be renewed. My purpose shall be fulfilled. I shall flourish in every season. I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. No arrow sent against me shall prosper in its flight. The hand of God preserves me by day and through the night. The years He has appointed, no darkness shall remove. The God who called and formed me will keep. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Psalm 91, verse 16. I decree and declare, no weapon of premature death shall prosper. No evil assignment shall shorten my days. Every plan against my destiny is canceled. The promises of God concerning my life shall stand. I shall fulfill my purpose.
I shall
fulfill my calling. I shall fulfill my days.
I shall fulfill my days.
I shall fulfill my days.
walk with you. My life is in the hands of God. My days are established by Him. No weapon against my life shall prosper. I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and I shall fulfill my days.
My life was created with purpose. The word of God reminds me in Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. I was created for His glory. I was created for good works. No weapon formed against my purpose shall prosper. No obstacle shall stop what God has ordained for me. No fear shall silence what God has called me to do. And today, I declare, I shall fulfill my purpose. Called and chosen me. His hand is on my life. His plans for me are faithful. His truth will be my guide. No burden shall defeat me. No mountain block my way. The work that He has started will flourish day by day. I will not fear. The Lord is strengthening me. I shall fulfill my purpose. The Lord has spoken over me. No weapon formed against my calling shall steal my destiny. I shall fulfill my purpose. His For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2 verse 10. I stand in the work God created for me. My gifts shall make room for me. My calling shall not be delayed. My assignment shall not be abandoned. The purpose of God for my life shall stand. No voice of fear shall stop me. No doubt shall hold me back. The Lord who walks beside me will keep me on His path. The doors that He has opened, no darkness can conceal. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19, verse 21. I decree and declare, No weapon formed against my purpose shall prosper. No obstacle shall stop my assignment. No delay shall cancel God's plan for my life. No fear shall silence my voice. The Lord strengthens me with his power. I shall endure. I shall overcome. My life was created with purpose.
My calling is secure.
No weapon formed against my purpose shall prosper. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. And I shall fulfill my purpose. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. My home belongs to the Lord. My family belongs to the Lord. We dwell beneath his shadow. And tonight I declare, no evil shall touch my home. No evil shall cross the doorway of this home. The Lord himself is standing here. My family rests beneath his shadow. His perfect love has conquered fear. My children dwell in peace and safety. My loved ones safely in his care. The God who watches over Israel is watching over us right here. I will not fear the night. I will not fear the day. Oh, the Lord who keeps his people, oh, is keeping us always. No evil shall touch my home. No darkness shall remain. The Lord has built a wall around us. His promise will not change. No, no evil shall touch my home. No fear shall enter in. The Lord who keeps his people I stand upon the promise of Psalm 1251. The Lord watches over my going out and my coming in. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. My family is safe in his hands.
He shall live within these walls.
Joy shall fill this family.
Mercy shall stand at every
doorway.
Grace shall cover me.
No sorrow shall steal our future.
No trouble take our song.
The hand of God is stretched before us. His faithfulness is strong. This home belongs to Jesus. This
stand upon your promise in 2 Thessalonians 3:3. The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen us. He will guard us from the evil one. So tonight, I stand upon his promise and I declare, no evil shall touch my Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our fortress. The Lord is our peace. And no evil shall touch our home. Lord Jesus, thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you that it is finished. Every accusation against me was nailed to the cross. Every legal right of the enemy was canceled. Every chain was broken. Every curse was defeated. No weapon formed against my destiny shall prosper. Every evil assignment against me is canceled. The blood of Jesus speaks for me. The victory of Christ belongs to me. And today, I declare, every evil assignment against me is canceled. Has won the battle. The victory is complete. The plans of hell are broken beneath my Savior's feet. No darkness shall defeat me. No evil shall prevail. The God who fights for his own has torn away the veil. Jesus has won for me.
Every evil assignment against me is canceled.
No weapon formed against my destiny shall ever prosper.
Every evil assignment falls before the cross.
The blood of Jesus speaks for me.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8, the works of darkness are destroyed. Every hidden plot is overturned. Every evil word falls to the ground. Every curse without a cause shall not stand. Every assignment against my future is canceled. No evil hand shall stop me. No trap shall hold my feet. The Lord frustrates the wicked and turns their plans to defeat. The purpose God has written, no canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away, nailing it to the cross. Colossians 2 verse 14. I decree and declare every evil assignment against me is canceled. Every evil agreement is broken. Every evil verdict is overturned. Every evil word spoken against me is silenced. No weapon formed against my destiny shall prosper. Every tongue rising against me is condemned. The blood of Jesus has settled my victory. Every evil assignment against me,
he is canceled.
No weapon formed against my destiny shall ever against me is canceled. No weapon formed against my destiny shall prosper. The blood of Jesus speaks for me, and I walk in victory. Thank you, Lord. You have given me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. I am more than a conqueror. I am blessed and not cursed. I am the head and not the tail. No weapon formed against my heritage shall prosper. This is my covenant. This is my heritage. This is my portion. And today, I declare, I walk in victory. The Lord has been my shelter. The Lord has been my song. His faithful hand has led me and carried me along. No battle could defeat me. No darkness stopped my way. The God who fought beside me still leads me every day. Thanks be to God. He gives me victory. I walk in victory. The Lord has spoken over. all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8, verse 37. I am blessed and not cursed. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. The victory belongs to the Lord. His favor surrounds my life. His goodness goes before me. His mercy follows after me. No evil shall overcome me. No darkness cloud my way. The Lord who fights my battles still watches night and day. His goodness goes before me. His mercy follows near. The victory he has given will stand throughout the years. Oh, this is my covenant.
This is my heritage.
This is my portion.
Given by.
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph through Christ. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14. I decree and declare, no weapon formed against my heritage shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me is condemned. I am victorious and not defeated. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. This is my covenant.
This is my covenant.
This is my heritage.
This is my portion.
You have given me the victory. No weapon formed against my heritage shall prosper. This is my covenant.
This is my heritage.
This is my heritage.
This is my portion.
I belong to Jesus Christ. And I walk.